Welcome to 9to5 Mac Daily for Tuesday, February 18th, 2020. I'm Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Mac Stadium. The coronavirus outbreak in China continues to affect Apple. The company has shared a new investor update this week focused on the guidance it provided for Q2 2020. Due to the ongoing coronavirus situation, Apple says it won't hit the March revenue guidance numbers it provided. Apple had already forecast a wider-than-usual range for revenue in Q2, predicting earnings between $63 billion and $67 billion. But Apple now says that it won't hit even the lower end of that range due to the effects of the coronavirus in China. But as of right now, Apple has yet to provide a new range of revenue guidance for the quarter. Apple cites two main reasons for this: worldwide constraints of iPhone supply and demand for Apple products within China. First, Apple says that manufacturing facilities in China have reopened, but with slower than expected production rates. This means that iPhone production is ramping up at a much slower pace than Apple had originally intended. This will lead to what Apple says is a temporarily constrained iPhone supply around the world. And second, demand for Apple's products within China has also been impacted. Apple says that its retail stores in China are opening back up slowly, but with reduced hours and very low customer traffic. Apple stores in China will continue to reopen as safety allows, but some damage has already been done to Apple's performance in China for the quarter. But outside of China, Apple tells investors that customer demand across products and services has been strong to date and in line with expectations. Apple emphasizes that this disruption to its business is only temporary and that the company is fundamentally strong. Apple also reiterates that its first priority is the health and safety of its employees, supply chain partners, and customers in China. It also notes that it's more than doubling its previously announced donation to support coronavirus public health efforts in China. This is the second time in the past year and a half that Apple has issued a rare update to its revenue guidance for a specific quarter. As you might remember, Apple was forced to lower revenue expectations for the first quarter of 2019 due to lower than expected iPhone upgrade rates, particularly in China. But this year's situation is much different than last year, and that's what Apple is trying to emphasize in this week's update for investors. Building on Apple's announcement, Bloomberg reports this morning that the coronavirus delays are unlikely to affect production of the new lower-cost iPhone 9. Reports have suggested that Apple will announce the iPhone 9 as early as next month, and Bloomberg says that that is still on track to happen despite the delays to Apple's supply chain ramp-up. Apple is also said to be developing new iPad Pro models, and Bloomberg says that this update was planned for the first half of the year, but it could be delayed because of the ongoing situation in China. We are sponsored this week by Mac Stadium, provider of Mac infrastructure as a service. As anyone creating apps for Mac or iOS knows, Apple requires you to build with macOS on authentic Mac hardware. Unfortunately, this leaves many Mac developer teams working with their own hardware in-house, Mac Pros in a closet or a stack of Mac Minis under a desk. Mac Stadium has solved this problem by making Mac private clouds available in enterprise-grade data centers around the world. They're like AWS, Azure, or GCP, but for Mac hardware. And Mac Stadium recently introduced a new virtualization layer called Orca. This allows developer teams to use standard tools like Docker to create and manage scalable, API-driven Mac clouds. For 9to5 Mac Daily listeners, Mac Stadium is offering 50% off your first 2 months of a Mac Mini subscription now when you enter code 9to5Mac at the link in the show notes below. My thanks to Mac Stadium for their support of 9to5 Mac Daily. In other news, Apple Music now has a much smarter way of handling alternate album versions. Previously, if there was more than one version of an album, they each appeared on the artist page, which made for a cluttered and confusing experience. But now, when alternate album versions are available, they're listed in a dedicated Other Versions section underneath an album's tracklist. And in conjunction with this, alternate album versions are now hidden by default from artist pages. For instance, if an album is available in explicit and clean versions, you used to see both versions directly on the artist page. But with this change, you'll only see those alternate versions when you tap through to the full page for a specific album. Other examples of alternate versions include things like remasters and reissues, as well as demos and deluxe editions. If this feature sounds familiar, it's because it was supported in the original Beats Music streaming service. Apple, of course, acquired Beats and used the service as the basis of Apple Music, but not all of the features made the transition when Apple Music first launched. You can see the change to how albums are displayed in Apple Music starting today. As we detailed a few weeks ago, there's plenty of evidence to suggest that Apple might be planning a spring media event. Now, a new report from iPhone rumors site iPhone Ticker suggests that Apple is planning a special event for March 31st. This would be a Tuesday, and it falls in line with the precedent set by Apple in past years. Last year, Apple held an event on Tuesday, March 25th, dedicated to unveiling services such as Apple News Plus, Apple Arcade, and Apple TV Plus. In 2018, Apple held an event on Tuesday, March 27th, focused on education and new iPads. The most likely date suggested this year is Tuesday, March 31st. From there, Apple would reportedly release the iPhone 9 on Friday, April 3rd. And if Apple holds a media event on March 31st and releases the iPhone 9 on April 3rd, then we would also expect iOS 13.4 to be released sometime that same week. This report should be treated with some skepticism, but the timeline certainly adds up. An Apple event on March 31st, new software releases on April 1st, and new hardware on April 3rd. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can read all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com, follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.